This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. One of Kalamazoo's best-known authors, Bonnie Jo Campbell, has won national acclaim with her story collections, Women and Other Animals, and American Salvage, as well as her novel, Once Upon a River. Her new story collection, Mothers Tell Your Daughters, will debut at BookBug in Kalamazoo on Saturday, October 3rd, followed by a cross-country book tour. Campbell talks about the book, how she decided on the title, and why her books often address what she calls rough situations for women.
It's funny to think about the way that the book addresses the title of the book, because we put this collection together from stories I've written over the years, and my editor and I saw a theme about motherhood and daughterhood and also sisterhood and aunthood and what it means to be a grandmother. But maybe the most potent of the stories addressed issues and difficulties between mothers and daughters. And some people ask me why I always write about such rough situations. I have to say, well, we all know about rough situations and easy ones, and it's the trouble that gets our attention. And it's the trouble that makes us write. So I'm probably going to have to go around asking my mother's forgiveness a whole bunch for titling this book this way, because I have a very good relationship with my mom. And yet I can, you know, looking back, seeing the difficulties of being a daughter, a teenage daughter especially, and the difficulties of being a mother of a teenage daughter have really captured my interest. And I think living in a time that we do, when there's a lot of revelations in the zeitgeist, I guess, about molestation, for one, and issues of mothers and daughters coming to grips or not coming to grips with things that happen to daughters and also that happen to mothers. And so I focused on those for a lot of these stories.
You write a lot about women, girls going through being abused, being molested. I did read somewhere that it's one in every three women have that kind of an experience. It may even be higher than that.
Yeah,
now.
I think I have read that it might be even higher than that, maybe 40% of women or something.
So unfortunately, maybe a lot of your readers can identify with what you're saying.
Yeah, I really think so. And I think maybe the reason the number may be even higher than that is that so many of the violations of young women are of a nature that is difficult to describe, you know, and it may just be something like a young woman experiencing the wrong kind of attention, and just experiencing that can cause troubles that are difficult to describe. And maybe we live in a society, and I would say this is probably true of all societies across the globe, that has not quite addressed the way in which sexuality in our times works.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Bonnie Jo Campbell. Although women in her stories are often victims, Campbell says her intent is to show them as empowered.
I am not interested in writing about women as victims.
Right.
You know, I want to see, even though clearly women, young women, are often victimized, I hope that their victimhood is not the main thing about them. And that was that's been a challenge in writing a lot of my stories, is to have women encounter difficulties, but to still be, to some degree, master of their fates.
When someone looks at your bio, Bonnie, it's quite incredible. You've lived an incredible life. Aside from making great chocolate, you ran away with a circus, you hitchhiked the U.S. and Canada, you biked the Swiss Alps, you led adventure tours in Russia and the Baltics, Romania, Bulgaria, and you practice Koburyu Kobudo weapons. What is that about?
Well, I always wanted to have adventures. You know, as a girl, I was, I don't admit this very often, but I'm kind of a scaredy cat and I worry a lot. And so even as a youth, I was kind of scared of doing things, but that somehow worked its opposite. Like it made me feel like I had to address those fears and do as much as I possibly could. And I grew up maybe with not so many resources, resources to travel and such. And so I just decided that I was going to find a way to travel and have adventures no matter what. And to my surprise, I was able to find adventure just by opening my mind and opening my heart, I guess, and taking chances also vis-a-vis the hitchhiking, yeah. Which I don't advise anyone to do. But if my nieces hitchhike, I will lock them in a room. But I always have felt that I wanted to be exposed to as many different kinds of people as possible. And that has helped. And maybe that's helped because it helped me see my own people better, you know, by being elsewhere where people really are different and where people are seem exotic, that gives me insight into my own place in the world where I still feel most comfortable, which is here. And I should also say that when I was young, I kind of knew I wasn't a very good writer. I always did want to write, but I knew that my writing was not like the writing I loved. And so in a weird way, I felt like that was the best use of my time to run around and to experience life. And so I'm very glad I did, because I do spend an awful lot of time now just sitting around writing.
But I wonder if with that you hit upon one of the secrets of maybe not so much sitting in a classroom, not to put down MFAs, but get out there and live a rich life and then come home and write.
Yeah, I think it worked well for me. And I did get an MFA fairly much later in life. So I started my MFA when I was about 35. And it's funny because I didn't even know what an MFA was when I just went to go take a writing class with Jamie Gordon at Western. And then she was the one who said, get an MFA. This will really help with your writing. And I'm very glad that I waited, because I was ready. I feel like I'd done a lot of the basic work that I could do myself. And then working in the MFA program introduced me to new writers and helped me with a lot of the technical aspects of writing.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Bonnie Jo Campbell about her new story collection, Mothers Tell Your Daughters. Campbell will read at BookBug in Kalamazoo on October 3rd at noon. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.